Hello, my name is Roy St. John, and this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On August 18th, 1590, John White, the governor of the Roanoke Island colony in present-day North Carolina, returns from a supply trip to England to find no trace of the 100 or so colonists he left behind, and no sign of violence. The only clue to their mysterious disappearance was the word Croatoan carved into the palisade.
Well, goodbye, John.
Susan, I think we've been terrible parents to young Horace, and I think I know what we should do for the children of this village.
What's that, darling?
Since we've been failing in our role as progenitors in the family, we should all just leave. They won't have us terrible parents around anymore. The children of the village will be on their own.
You're right. I think that's the only way. I hope they understand that it's for their own good.
I'm sure they will. Come, let us wander into the woodland and die.
I love death.
I am a small child. Hey, everybody, there's no parents around. Now we can play knife tag.
Knife tag's my favorite game. Next, let's play Cinderball.
Yay!
Ah, now we can play toddler ball!
Oh, best kind!
It's like Children of the Corn.
Well, I'm back. Where'd everybody go?
But silence was the only reply, as everyone was mysteriously gone and dead. We did solve the mystery now, which is very good for history. The answer is, the colony of Roanoke would have still been around if only the parents, rather than abandoning their posts, had created a loving and safe environment for their children and supported them throughout their growing years, instead of letting them kill one another in a horrible display of violence. I think you can learn a lesson from that, and I don't even think I need to tell you what it is, because you heard it just a second ago. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.